6 p.m. El show de Leo Ramírez en CITR. Lunes de 5 a 6 de la tarde.
Em fevereiro, que maravilha, tem carnaval. Eu tenho um carro e uma guitarra cantante. Sou Flamengo e minha nega continua deliciante. Sam baby, eu sou um menino de mentalidade mediana. Pois é, mas assim mesmo, feliz da vida, contente, eu não devo nada a ninguém. Pois é, pois eu sou feliz, muito feliz comigo mesmo. Eu moro num país tropical, abençoado. Sou Flamengo e minha musa continua deliciante. Sam baby, eu posso não ser um band leader, pois é. Mas assim mesmo lá em casa, todos meus amigos, meus camaradinhas me respeitam, pois é. Essa é a razão da simpatia, do poder, do algo mais, da alegria. Por isso que eu moro, moro num país tropical. Quero ver.
And that's George Ivan, the man who made Mash Kanata famous, Mike.
Yes, indeed. And we want to give a shout out to Mark, who correctly answered the question as to the two cities in Brazil. And now he'll get a chance to find out what else Brazil has to offer with the Aquarela do Brazil CD. A lot of wonderful music and a lot of wonderful artists. And he'll eventually be able to name more than two when we're done. Hopefully.
Yeah,
congratulations, Mark.
He certainly will. And yeah, congratulations to Mark. All right, well, as promised for a long time, I promised my friend Mike here that we would get down to a serious funk show. And we're finally there, my friend.
Well, We've always talked about musicians cooking and the term cooking and stuff like that when you're on a groove or something like that, whether you're mixing music or playing or singing and stuff like that. And when we talk in those terms, you have to realize that funk is the secret ingredient when it comes to cooking musically. It's kind of like baking. You can't bake without eggs. Mm-hmm. Funk is the egg. If you have the egg in there or that right little bit of seasoning and stuff like that, it'll have a little flavor here and it'll taste a little like this, a little like that. But if the funk is not there, it could be very bland. It might come out as music, but it may not be something that you particularly dig. So here's some experimentation on the funk side for all of us out there. Teddy Bear.
Don't you know that we can't worry about the things they say? 'Cause they can't change the way we feel. No, what we have is more than they'll ever know. 'Cause what we have is oh so real. All right, I can't go a single day without you and all the things that you do. Oh no, girl, you make a blind man see. My eyes are open now, and I want you here with me. You believe in love. I will never let you down. Oh no. In love. I will always be right there. Ever since that day I laid my eyes on you, I knew you were the one for me. Oh yeah, barely does the lightning strike the same place twice. I'd be a fool if I ever let you leave. Girl, never in this whole wide world could I ever find a woman like you. Mm-hmm. Don't have to waste your time in worrying. Girl, I'm here to stay. I ain't going no place. You believe. You believe in love. I will never let you down, baby. Oh, no. Oh, baby. I will always be right there, sure. Tell me, don't you?
Fait divers, en plein été, de galère en galère, Armand s'est retrouvé clochard. Pourtant depuis tant d'années, son job perdu, il avait recherché. Abandonné de sa femme et de son chien Albert. Mort lors d'une dispute d'un coup de revolver. Et dans le quartier, révolté, rebelle de dernière heure. La quarantaine dépassée, il est seul et il pleure. Il est trop tard pour s'intéresser à son triste sort. Armand est mort. Armand est mort. Pourtant, 10 ans auparavant, devant ses enfants, leur enseignant l'amour et le respect des parents. La haine de l'avarice dans ce monde dément. Armand passait du bon temps. Accident du travail, quelques indemnités. Il retrouve un emploi puis est licencié. Invité au mariage de sa femme Armand. Père au tribunal, la garde des enfants. Il est trop tard pour s'intéresser à son triste sort. Armand est mort. Armand est mort. Avant sa fin, il habitait une belle propriété, avec vue sur la mort, un asile de paumé. Avant sa fin, avant sa mort, il en fut délivré. Laminé, décervelé, lobotomisé. Il est trop tard pour s'intéresser à son triste sort. Le pauvre Armand est mort. Armand est mort.
Very deep track, and Solar is on the top of his form on that one. His last CD wasn't maybe quite as good as some of the more innovative earlier stuff, but he's a talent to be reckoned with, there's no doubt.
Really like this kid. I've liked him from the first time I heard him. He definitely has some musical background because he is just too on it when it comes to just nailing a solid groove and being consistent with the language. I mean, everybody likes French, even if you don't know what the heck the person's saying. But I mean, like, this kid is definitely on. He has a solid musical background, and he seems to always have a drama to what he does and stuff. And I just think it's very intelligent. It's very adult sounding. I really like this kid a lot, and I hope he really does well. I feel very good about old MC Solar and Armand est mort, which is meaning Armand is dead. I feel for Armand, but you know, he's giving him some major props here.
Yeah, let's give it up for Solar and continue with the jazz funk here on African Rhythms. Thank you.
mice in the system, working overtime. Last night, past night, any night before, 27 gangsters knocking at the door. Everybody knows the truth, nobody wanna say. Brothers kill more brothers than the KKK. Time for making nice is over, and tell them to their face. If a brother wastes a brother, he's a traitor to the race. Yeah. Hell, they don't have a lot to give, so they give themselves. That's something that the youngsters don't appreciate. They use them for a minute, leave them to their fate. He's living with his girlfriend, they got a child or two. The babies get to crying, hell, he don't know what to do. A little boy is maimed, or a little girl is dead. He's sitting listening to the music blasting in his head. Lock him in a rocket ship and send him into space. If a brother harms the children, he's a traitor to the race. Yeah. Won't be enough to save. They practice gangsters from the cradle to the grave. You try your best to reach them, their hearts are too cold. They were damaged in the birth canal, a bone without a soul. Hey, you know what I'm saying, it's stark reality. It don't matter what the color or the nationality. I say it's time and more than time to give up on their case. If a brother wastes his neighbor, he's a traitor to the race.
Yeah, one of the greatest comebacks in musical history, Terry Callier, Timepiece.
It's like the brother never left, a solid cut. That's very reminiscent of a lot of the latter stages, Miles Davis type of bebop-oriented funk fused in with the wonderful lyrics and whatnot. Callier always been a great lyricist, and you know, just more evidence of it right there.
Yeah, a nice contribution to beautiful music today, and very much in our funk theme for the night, as is this next track, Eric B.
Man, I tell you, this is from the very, very heights of hip-hop. Excellent lyrics, excellent combination. Eric B. and Rakim using a lot of jazz influence, bebop runs and things of that nature. The kids had it down, and well, like Rakim says, man, don't sweat the technique.
Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Let's trace the hits and check the file. Let's see who bit the dot, tech the style. I flip the script so it can't get filed. At least not now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass to MCs get weak. For every road they trace is a scar they keep. It's when I speak, they freak to sweat the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody in a president's mix. And now I stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits for beats, parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef, then I play for keeps. When they sweat the technique.
CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio.
Don't sweat the technique.
technique. They wanna know how many bombs have I ripped and wrecked, but researchers never found all the pieces yet. Scientists try to solve the context. Philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them. They couldn't absorb them, they didn't deserve them. My ideas are only for the audience ears. For my opponents, it might take years. Pencils, pens, and swords. Letters put together from a key to cause. I'm also a sculpture, born with structure. Because of my culture, I'm a quick constructor. Technical style that'll be full of technology. Complete sights and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just see. And peep the technique. Don't sweat the technique. I speak indiscreet, cause talk is cheap. Then I get deep in the beat, think complete. Pulled with the seat, never weak or obsolete. They never grow old, techniques become antiques. Better than something brand new, cause it's original. In a wild style, I have much more volume. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some soothing souvenirs for all the years. And for the sort of thoughts and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat. But don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
Gentlemen, we have the 100 Drippers in the house tonight, and they just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say. We'll be right back.
a serious jam from Norman J. Shaken Finger Pop Warehouse Classics, Japanese CD, British DJ Norman J., one of the innovators, Rare Groove Funk, as they called it in the UK back in the 80s.
Funk from the rising sun, the Honey Drippers, and I'm sorry, y'all, but I think Hillary will have a little bit of problem with that if y'all try to impeach her man. Y'all be kicking Hillary out of her job, you know, and she's doing a fine one while we're at it here.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's go into a funk master himself, Barry White. And this is what I call a serious, serious jam.
Oh, yes. Wait for it as the walrus of love does his thing.
When we met, it wasn't quite clear to me what you had in store was there for only me. Shouldn't you know you took me by surprise? When I turned and looked, I saw that message in your eyes. There you were, out there on the floor. The way you moved, girl, only made me want you more. I did not know you had been hypnotized to the movement of your body dancing in my eyes. I know I had to hold you and make you mine. Don't want to control you, just have a good time in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me, oh no. When you lay down next to me, I find it hard for me to concentrate. If I don't make my move, girl, it might be too late. I've got to make sure you don't get away. After all you've done, girl, to make me wanna stay. All my life I've been searching for a star. Now my searching's over, and here we are, living in ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, yeah, we're in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me, we'll be right back.
getting into a Philly kind of funky groove. Funk is the feature tonight, all the way till 9 o'clock. Mike and Dave here on African Rhythms. Very much a Philly sounds, Mike.
Well, you can count on the Philly sound to do just about anything you want to do with it. Such a great conglomeration of musicians and arrangers and performers that it's really no surprise what they can do as far as what style of music they want to come across with.
Yeah, that's sort of a very sophisticated group soul funky sound, you know?
I think the Philly sound probably is the most versatile. I mean, we play lots of different sounds from different cities, and I have to say, just out of all of them, Philadelphia's sound is probably the most versatile. We talked about Chicago being kind of self-contained. I think Philly sound has replaced what Motown was as being the most accessible to not only the buying public but to the ear. I think a lot of people like listening to the Philly sound, whether it's really funked up or slowed down like a ballad style thing or whatever. I think it's
well, what they contributed to group soul, the Harold Melvin, and even solo Billy Paul, and unique singers that will be hard to recreate, you know, in modern day, you know, even the class of Lou Rawls and people like that.
For sure.
And Jerry Butler, even.
The accessibility, I think, is the key, David. I think the fact that you can go to just about any record store that's got any kind of decent collection and find Philly International type stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we talk about people being obscure and hard to find and whatnot, that certainly makes a big difference for, you know, people who are just getting into this and listening to this stuff. And, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go back to somebody who's happening right now, and that's Candy Duffler, Mike.
Ooh, I love Candy. Straight from Holland, y'all. This girlfriend can blow.
Next week down at Chameleon, Wednesday night, June 17th, DJ Supremo and Commandy, Cafe Reggio. Should be some good funky sounds, reg groove and soul.
And made the music play. it doesn't go, 'cause you said so. One day he came to you and made the music play in his way. You said you'd rather die then say goodbye, but there'll come a day, though he's away, you'll say. Carry on, Ruby, my dear.
.9 FM. My name's David Love Jones, and I'm here with my co-host, Mike Ingram. Welcome, Mike.
Good evening, David. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to be back in the saddle with the show. Going to be a special one, I think.
A nice little bit of everything. And for all you World Cup fans out there, now it is the time to turn that television set off. The games have been taped, so just kick back, turn on the radio.
Or turn it down, have it on in the background.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. We'll funk things up a little bit so the players can kind of like move along with it, have a little Brazilian thing working there.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, for the first, we're going to do that, by the way, is Melissa Walker featuring Gary Bartz. And right now, all you have to do Let's call 822-CITR if you've got the answer to who composed that last song. 822-2487, and we'll give you a copy of the great Melissa Walker and Gary Bart's CD from this year. And we're going to play another track from that, Mike. And then a little later on, some Brazilian stuff for all you Brazilian soccer fans.
Oh, yeah. I know you're probably tired from screaming and everything from the day before. But
we got a double CD to give away of that.
Ooh, Aquarela do Brasil. That's an excellent CD. A lot of cuts, a lot of artists, good value. Especially for you people out there who are just novices who have just started to get into the Brazilian sound. You have good amount of stuff to choose from.
Yeah, and thanks to Jennifer down at Virgin for providing that, and Fusion Records for providing that promotional material. All right, well, after we get into the Brazilian something special, we're going to play a whole bunch history of the funk and breakbeats and funk galore. Mixed up some stuff. Mike's got lots of stuff, and we got lots of historical knowledge to fill you all in on.
Let's go to it.
Such a fool to hold you, to seek a kiss not mine alone, to share a kiss the devil has known. Thank you.
time when I would need you. And once again, these words I have to say. I know it's wrong, it must be wrong, but right or wrong, I can't get along without you.
You're listening to African Rhythms, and that's Vocal Class right there, Melissa Walker. And the other night, Mike, I saw Dee Dee Bridgewater, another great vocalist, her Grammy-winning Dear Ella CD, tribute to Ella Fitzgerald, and she said that she did this, and she was doing these new tributes just for the reason that this music isn't really getting heard enough, you know, it's not getting appreciated enough, and so she felt, you know, it's time to go back to the classic, you know.
Well, that makes sense, and you know, it makes sense that Dee Dee would speak on that, because she has probably sang more jazz and pop than a lot of other singers now and perhaps years down the road. She has a body of experience to be able to understand that, and I'm sure that was part of the reason why she did Dear Ella in the first place. There's not enough well, there probably is too much experimentation now, actually.
Well, Dee Dee's renowned for experimentation. Mm-hmm. I mean, doing all kinds of the experimental kind of jazz, Norman Conner's kind of thing that was going on, the Japanese album that she did, and the funkier disco stuff of the late 80s, and as you were saying before, all the session work she's done is quite impressive.
I think when you're a session singer or a session musician, you're privy to a lot more things than obviously the public would really be aware of. And I guess because you're behind the scenes watching somebody else do work, you get a handle on whether or not there's a lot more of original material happening or there's a lot of new talent coming, mm-hmm. as opposed to just, you know, well, you know, wait till they're done, it's my turn, and stuff like that. So I can understand her reservations about that.
Well, I think Dee Dee would be impressed with Melissa Walker for her talent, and I believe this is her debut CD, and I've been happy to for both of us to be promoting this CD at the Virgin Megastore and on radio here. I think that she's definitely a vocalist to be reckoned with.
I agree. There's some really good stuff on there, and I like the fact that she seems to sound contemporary, but she has the knowledge of a seasoned professional as far as her delivery and things like that. She seems to do a lot of things just natural that give a good feel between herself and the other people playing with her and stuff. And that's something you just can't, no matter how much training you get, you know, you either have that or you don't. So I got a good feel about this sister. I think she's going to go far.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear one more track, a Cole Porter classic, Miss Otis Regrets.
You could leave the last are the remnants of a dream that didn't last. Remember me. Remember me. You held me once, taught me how to dance. Somehow we got lost along the way, but I kept a part of you for me, touch far away. The little girl awaits your return. I understand you can't come.
That's Melissa Walker on African Rhythms. And if you'd like to win a copy of that on CD, all you got to do is name three jazz vocalists, female jazz vocalists. Call 822-CITR, and we'll give you a copy of that. All right, Mike, why don't we get right into our Brazilian set? And someone we both love, Caetano Veloso.
We like Caetano very much. And for you Brazil fans out there, we have to say you guys didn't look too strong in that first match now, but we like you guys to go all the way, so just hang in there, just hang with us. And We give you a little something to cheer about tonight.
We're rooting for the Brazilian magic.
Yes, indeed.
O samba vai crescer quando o povo perceber que é o dono da jogada. O samba vai vencer, pelas ruas vai correr uma grande batucada. Samba não vai chorar mais, toda gente vai cantar, o mundo vai mudar e o povo vai cantar um grande samba em paz. Thank you.
we want to know that we have a winner. We have a winner. So hold all calls now. We have a winner. And her name is Lori. Lori, congratulations for getting those three female jazz vocalists correctly. You definitely have Melissa Walker, and she is looking forward to spending some evenings with you.
Yeah, congratulations, Lori. And thanks for all of you who called. It's, you know, nice to hear voices of some of our fine listeners. All right, well, let's carry on with
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and